This is VOA News. Protesters gathered in Myanmar's most populous city, Yangon, as demonstrations continued against this month's military coup. Monday, a police barricade was put in place on the road leading to the Yangon headquarters of the National League for Democracy Party, which is led by deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Demonstrators sat behind the barricade, chanting slogans and waving banners, demanding the release of Suu Kyi and the return of the government they elected. The military seized power of the country on February 1st and detained Suu Kyi and members of her government. The junta said it stepped in because the government failed to properly investigate allegations of fraud in last year's election, which the NLD party won in a landslide. The World Health Organization announced Monday that it has approved two versions of the AstraZeneca Oxford COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. It's a move that will boost global supplies in the coming weeks. AstraZeneca, SK Bio in South Korea, and the Serum Institute of India produce the vaccines, which the WHO says are safe for all persons above 18 years old. It took the global health body less than a month to assess data on the quality, safety, and efficacy of the drugs and grant the emergency use approval. The main opposition party in Kosovo has marked a landslide victory in an early parliamentary election held on Sunday. With almost all the votes counted, the self-determination movement won 48% of the vote. Speaking to supporters and the media Sunday night, former Prime Minister Albin Kurti hailed the vote as a great victory for his party. This is VOA News.